The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back, Geek Life HQ in the house, in the hizzy. It's been a while.
We're back. We're a little older, a little wiser. We got hair growing in some really weird places.
Yeah, and one of us is married.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so weird. You get to guess which one, but
last podcast, one of us was single. Now he's married.
Yep.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah. Or are we? Oh no! So yeah, good times, man. So we took a month off. Thanks to the fans for reaching out. I appreciate it. Everything's good. We just had to take some time to get everything back and under control.
It's nice to know we're missed.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, all I thought was the three people in Turkey listened to us.
Yeah, they gold chains.
Yeah, they're like, what happened to podcast?
Is podcast, huh? I go commit coup.
Your podcast only thing that helped me get through the day.
I eat sand all day. I don't know. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I eat turkey sandwich all day. Turkey sandwich is sand on between hens.
I'm so tired of eating the turkey and turkey. They only have one flavor.
The flavor is sand.
I want to come to America where they have many flavored turkey.
So many ketchups.
Catsup?
Ketchup. Yeah, I bet they do drink catsup.
That's a great Simpsons episode.
Fizzy blah, blah, blah.
Ketchup? Catsup.
Yeah, he's just absolutely crippled by the amount of choices that he has to do because he can't shop for himself.
Yeah,
I love that. That's some good classic Mr. Burns. Oh, it's ye, young Mr. Burns. Look, my wee legs have gone gimpy. Who will provide for me wee ones?
we've had Halloween pass. We got Thanksgiving coming up.
Yep. We completely missed out on spooky season. So.
Yeah, did we get a chance to talk about Halloween and how horrible it was?
Oh my God, Corey's movie, Corey's story.
Yeah, because I don't feel
we should do that. We should do that.
I feel we got we missed out on an opportunity to talk about how fucking horrible that movie was.
So I started the movie, and then I took like a little while, and then we finally finished it. I had like the last 20 minutes to see and all that. And I mean, spoiler alert for this movie, it's worse than Halloween. So this is Halloween Ends, and it's worse than Halloween Kills, which Halloween Kills would get a passing grade barely as a horror movie, but it's not really, you know. Great.
I mean, you saw as soon as I finished watching it, I literally texted you and Matt, this is literally the worst one in the franchise.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what they were thinking. Like, why did they try to replace Michael Myers with this young kid? You know, in the beginning of the movie's cool. Like, it starts out cool. You're like, oh man, this kid, you know, he's in like a really tough situation. He accidentally kills the kid that he's babysitting and the mom comes in and all that. And everything's gruesome. And you're like, oh wow. Okay.
Yeah,
you know, where's this going? You know, is this going to lead to something? And you don't know where it is in the timeline either. So it's like, all right, this got some promise. Then it gets to the point where it just doesn't make sense.
No.
And it doesn't make sense in like it's a supernatural horror movie type way. It doesn't make sense in like a movie where you as the person watching the movie has no idea how to interpret it.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of Ewoks living on Endor.
I don't get it.
Make sense.
He's from Kashyyyk.
you can go out and watch it. I'm just going to, you know, we're going to ruin it for you if you do watch. The fucking sewer scene where this dude, this teenage dude, like, first of all, him and Michael Myers, they have lovingly stared into each other's eyes. And that's like, nee, 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 nee. And then all of a sudden, he can kick the shit out of Michael Myers. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. There's no explanation for it either, you know. Like, and then Laurie's like, "I saw him. He looked just like Michael." I'm like, why? Because he stood in the exact same spot that Michael stood in like four movies. So,
and then and just the ending fight scene was just so pathetically bad.
I know what the other problem is. Like, I'm still butt chapped that they killed Karen at like the end scene in the last movie.
Yeah.
So it was just absolutely like pointless. There was no reason to even do that, like, other than to like, oh, she's not contractually obligated, so we've got to find a way to, you know, get rid of her or some crap. And I'm like, that sucked. But, and I don't like the granddaughter. Like,
nah, she's annoying.
I don't like her, you know, and they never went out of their way to make her a likable character.
No. Well, even Lori in this one's like not even that great.
I get Lori though, and it's like you kind of know who she is.
I get her character, but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like, I don't know. It was just kind of like meh.
I mean, noted too, it's like, here's the thing. You and I are action movie guys. Yeah. You know, as opposed to like, we're not like huge horror nuts, where some people would be like, oh, Final Girl, this and all that. And it's like, I get it. It's a genre. Like, if you love it, you passionately love it, even the bad stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, like, I just went back and rewatched Nightmare on Elm Street number one.
Yeah.
And bad effects aside and everything else, that is a great friggin' movie.
Yeah. You
know, and as opposed to this, which is garb.
Well, see, the thing about like Nightmare on Elm Street and all that, I give those movies a pass when the effects and stuff aren't great because the story is good.
Mm-hmm.
The story's followable. The story's enjoyable. The story draws me in. This movie was just like, when is it going to end and why is this happening? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely one of those things where I paused it to see how long it was going to go. Yeah,
definitely. Like, it turned into, like, we had a little family night. We, you know, we all got together. You know, we got a teenager. He doesn't like to sit and really watch movies with us.
Yeah.
And he was finally like, yeah, I'll watch this with you. And we're like, hell yeah. And then all of us were like, when is it, like, it's only half over. Like, should we turn it off? Like, this is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It pretty much. Just and, like, ugh.
And we're talking about a teenager here who I argue with all the time because he said the ladies' Ghostbusters movie's good.
Okay.
Even he agrees that Halloween is bad. So
did you hit him too hard once? And like, it's like, I don't know, man. It's just it was rough, and I'm starting to see a trend with some of this stuff because if you remember, wasn't Prometheus also like partially written by?
Danny McBride. Yeah, I think
so. Or maybe it was just the alien or something, because Prometheus was dog, just like dog shit. I did not like that movie. I'm like, how do you make a movie about aliens make me want to sleep? You know?
Yeah, Prometheus, like, I didn't hate it like I do this movie. And the sad part is,
it's just like beyond noticing. Like, would you ever watch it again?
No,
probably not.
It's forgettable. Yeah.
You know, and then it's like this one. If I ever have to watch it again, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, the best part is I love that there's so many people that hate the ending of this movie that they have literally started a petition for them to remake it.
Wow. Well, I mean, in the end, they did like all kinds of like terrible things that you should never do, even to like a psycho killer and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, but they just wanted to put like an unequivocal ending and footnote in the character.
Well, my thing is this though, like, okay, if we're taking just the last three movies as like a little series,
mm-hmm.
The first two, the fight scenes and stuff are so epic. Like the first one, where they trap him in the basement, like, holy fuck, that was a great,
oh man,
great scene,
such a cool movie.
And in this final one, they just fucking kill him off like it was just like they had to like get this script done like super quick. Like they literally like sat around for like 3 weeks, like, oh shit, we got to get this done today. How can we end it? Oh, he shoves a fridge on him and kills him.
They fridged him. Yeah.
Like, and then I'm sitting there like, why didn't she do this from the start?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like telegraphed. It's like, quick, what's within reach? Oh, this sharpened knife. Okay, what about now? Oh, a screwdriver. It's like, okay. And good thing you have butcher block on those counters. Oh, wait, knives don't stick in that shit unless you, like, pneumatic hammer them in, you know?
Yeah, no, that was fucking terrible.
I do like what you said, though, because the first two are on a different level. The first one was amazing. The first one made me actually, like, really like the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
That 2018 one is possibly, like, one of – I mean, I like Halloween 2, which came out like 1980 or something like that. So that I love that one. And the 2018, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
No, great friggin' movie.
Yeah. Those were great. Cause like he was just fucking killing people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gave people what they wanted. That's what it was so great about it.
Yeah. And I mean, it was inventive and
yeah.
You know, and like, say what you want about Halloween Kills. It definitely had some inventive ways of killing people. Like, yeah, we've got the jaws of life here. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying like, it was, the story was good. Like, okay, I like the story. It drew me in.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Michael Myers did his thing and fucking killed everybody. And
I'm like, did you care about the kid that died on the fence? Because I didn't.
No, I cared about nobody in this movie.
Like, why are you goofy looking? Like, the only thing I cared about was the two Johns.
The only person that I was happy that got killed in this last one was the fucking Corey.
What up? What up, man? Holy shit. We're talking about Halloween Kills.
Dude, I thought you were shirtless for a minute.
I totally fucking forgot, dude. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, fuck. As soon as I read the text, dude, I was like, shit.
Yeah, we started and I was like, he probably is going to be like, oh, I fell asleep.
Sorry, dude. No, I didn't
fall asleep. You were just drinking Mountain Dew.
I literally just fucking forgot, dude.
He took a blue chew and had to, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
It made me feel like I'm having a heart attack for 2 hours and then I took shit.
Yeah, and that's why they are not our sponsor.
I don't know if I'm orgasming or having a heart attack.
But dude,
why not both?
Either way, I like it.
You're recording now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome.
He's like, well, I won't say what I was going to say.
Episode 125.
Really?
That's yeah.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what happens.
Yeah. Episode 125?
Yeah. Yeah, we got episode 125. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
Say hello to your mother.
That's really great. Say hello to your mother for me.
Why was... I sound out of breath? I had a blue chew.
What's the topic?
We were just talking about where we left off about how horrible Halloween Ends was.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to like it. I liked the concept. It was, I'm like, all right. So they're passing the torch to this kid. I could see that they can make that work, and they could do a whole thing with it. And then when he kills them, it's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why even give us that hope? You know?
Yep. And actually, the part you're talking about there, the only part I found was really interesting was when Corey tried to do himself in.
Yeah.
And it just to like send the division to like Laurie and all that, and then it's like. It takes like 30 minutes, like in the movie time, and then it's like, oh, I forgive you, Grandma. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that did nothing.
I wanted her daughter too, whoever that was, her granddaughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanted her, like, oh, shit, is she going to become the villain now? That would be kind of a cool twist.
That would have actually been a lot better than what happened.
That would have probably been awesome. You want to know my favorite part of the movie was?
When it ends?
When the credits stopped and I could turn it off.
Well, they could have literally taking the last 10 minutes of this last one, threw that on to the, you know, the other one where he like fucking brutalizes the whole town. They would have just killed him there. They could have done that whole thing when they fucking ground up his body, and it would have been a decent ending, dude. Like, cool, dude.
Oh, so you're saying in Halloween Kills, if they just didn't do this entire movie and just took that part and did it?
The end of the
nice.
New one, throwing it on to that one that was actually good up until the end. Kill him, beat him to death, then grind him up, and then it's like, fuck, hell yeah.
The reason they couldn't kill him was because they didn't have a refrigerator, because apparently that's the one thing that he can't defend.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Cold cuts.
Yeah, when you dump a refrigerator on him, he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like a turtle.
Human strength, but you can't lift the fucking fridge up, you know?
Yeah. He's just sitting there. He's sitting there like bent over the island. I don't know what to do with my hands.
He's like, I can lift like human bodies and shit, but I don't know how to lift refrigerators.
Yeah, it's suspension of disbelief. This guy, you know, like he picks up cars and like smashes windows and shit like that, but he can't move.
He survived the fire.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't he's been shot, it. Stabbed, fucking survived a fire, but yeah, refrigerator falls on him. He's like, I just don't know what to do. It's so awkward.
Yeah.
He's like, a fucking fridge. I never thought about that. This is fucking crazy. This is the first time. A fucking fridge? And then she cuts his head off.
Like, what is that? What is that? A Kenmore?
Yeah, that's a nice one. That's one of them side-by-sides. It makes the ice, too. He's like, God damn, I got to get me one of these for my fucking sewer lair.
He's like, is that the Kenan Thompson fridge?
Does this do crushed ice and cubed ice? Holy shit.
Wait, give me some crushed ice. Oh, I'm dead.
That's oh, shit, you got that non-fingerprint stainless steel either. Look at this. I'm touching it. There's no fingerprints.
Oh, yeah, amazing. I forgot. I'm missing some fingers.
Hey, what are you doing with that knife? Ow!
It would have been funny if you went, ow!
So what are you guys going to do your podcast on? We're going to do an hour about fridges.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, it's like we did that whole episode on box fans once.
Well, dude, I mean, now that we know a refrigerator can kill like one of the most unkillable people in the world.
Freddy versus a fridge.
Yeah, Freddy got fridged.
Dude, fridge. I mean, Godzilla movies, we just throw a refrigerator at him. And he'll be
Jason
like,
Jason versus a fridge.
Yeah, Friday the Fridgeteenth.
Yeah.
You want to know what movie is going to be the most epic movie of all time? It's going to have to be an animated movie, but William the Refrigerator Perry versus the Refrigerator.
The Frigipastor, it turns into a fridge.
Fridge versus fridge. It would have been actually would have been better if William the Refrigerator Perry fell on top of Michael Myers.
Did he have that giant mace from like G.I. Joe that had a football on the end?
And then he decapitates him because of that gap in his front. Like, and he falls on him. It's his fucking neck. And like,
yeah. You know? And then after he's done killing him, he gets up and he's like, and this is the Super Bowl shuffle.
And he fucking jiggles his stomach on his fucking dead corpse.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle,
jiggle. Oh,
oh man. Nice
shuffle.
I like this world you guys are weaving. Maybe you can get a character like that in the new Constantine. Did you see they're gonna do a sequel?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Hopefully they do it right.
Hopefully the first. I liked the first one, so
I thoroughly enjoyed that first movie.
Yeah. That's a solid rewatch right there.
Dude, a solid Shia LaBeouf movie.
I watch that movie once a year, dude.
I could see why.
I'll catch it on. It's like, oh, I'll finish it, and then it's like, fuck, I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah, dude, that's a great movie.
That movie, like Peter Stormare as Lucifer and all that, that is the best. And I mean, you know, then you see him again in John Wick, and he's like, a fucking pencil, you know? Yeah. I still think of him like, that's the fucking devil, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's in the second one.
He's in the beginning of the second.
The pencil guy, that's the first one. And he's telling that story to his kid, and he's like, with a fucking pencil.
With a pencil. They call him Baba Yaga.
Oh, God.
I mean, and then we're also possibly getting a Red State 2 also.
Yeah, dude, that's sick.
I don't know how they do that without the main guy, though. You know?
Yeah, because he passed, right?
Yeah.
He
did.
They're going to get a refrigerator.
Yeah, they're going to get a fridge Perry. Because isn't he also dead? But
no, just a fridge.
They're just going to get a Kenmore.
Yeah, it's Red State, but it's really like just a red refrigerator.
They're going to get the refrigerator from Silicon Valley, you know, the hot dog, no hot dog fridge.
They're going to get the fridge from Indiana Jones, part 4. Oh, my God. That's another one. It's like, I don't know, you looking forward to the Indiana Jones reboot? Or I guess it's just a sequel.
I thought I saw the previews for that a long time ago, man.
That's a fake preview, actually.
It's a fake preview.
That's stupid.
I mean,
it is stupid. I fell for it too.
I mean, as much as like everyone hates the last one, like it was still Indiana Jones. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
It's better with time. Like,
yeah,
the initial outrage, you're like, this is what we got, and then you're like, well, I guess we got it. You know.
At the same time, I'm like, dude, you got to think. I'm like, yeah, Shia LaBeouf's character wasn't great, but dude, like. Well, Harrison Ford's like doing shit, and I'm like, dude, you gotta realize that dude is old.
Yeah,
like he's like past old. Like
he's like, old. And plus, like he's old, but like he pops pills.
Yeah,
so he doesn't know what the fuck's going on, dude. He's just sweating and shit. He's just sitting down.
What's going on, kid?
Fucking just sweating, dude. Like, you know, like I saw that thing with when that magician came over and did that trick. I think David Blaine or something.
Yeah.
In his house, and he like, pulled a card out of an orange and. Fucking, he's just Harrison Ford's just sweating his balls off, dude. And like, he finishes a trick and he like looks at him and he's like fucking amazed. And he's like, fuck out of my house.
Yeah, kind of. He's got like that.
He pulled the card out of the orange.
He's like, big earring.
He's like, when you don't see him in a movie. Wife.
He's got the pill sweat, dude. Like, he's popping pills. He crashed a fucking plane, dude. Like, dude's out of it, man.
Well,
I won't. Is he still living in Connecticut?
Who knows? I think he's in Wyoming or some shit like that.
Yeah, dude, where you can, like, get pills fucking, like, without any, like, in, like, you know.
He's in Pill Town, I tell you. Pill Town.
He's like, the way they, it's like pills for some, abortions for other.
No, pills for all.
Pills for all. Yay!
Little American flags for all
pills. You want to know government secrets, or do you want me to give you some pills?
Dingers.
Yeah, dingers.
Oh my god, dude. I sound like I'm dying, but I'm not.
Give me some focusing, right? Oh, it's crazy. We were talking about it's been a little while since we've recorded. We got together since, you know, we had a 5-star meal at Hooters.
Yes.
Some of the best Mountain Dew I've ever
had. Like, my only complaint is they didn't like they usually like rub your neck and shit and like sit on your lap and they flirt with you and shit. They didn't do any of that, dude. She was like, "What do you want?" Brought it and fucking that was it, dude.
My only complaint is someone made me throw up in the parking lot.
That was awesome.
My only complaint is my alternator went out there.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, like you guys left and I started the van and like boink, the fucking light comes on. I have no battery, there's no charging, it's not hitting anything, and I'm like, well, let's see if I can get home. And luckily I got home and then whatever, dude. Fucking
oh, shit. What did you do?
I don't know what I did. I think I replaced the alternator the next day.
Oh, okay.
Everything was fine, you know, but I don't know why it went on. It just over time, I guess. Or
did you like leave something plugged in? Or?
No, I asked the guy. It was the original alternator in there. So, I mean, the fucking 1997.
He left his flashlight plugged in. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, I was charging. Wait, my
you plug those in now?
Yeah, because they vibrate and shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess it's been a while, you know.
He's that goddamn fleshlight drain my battery.
No, honestly, I got that fucking van, and there was the wrong size battery in it. It was a small battery in it.
Oh, that makes sense, too,
and
yeah.
I blew a battery up inside the van, so I'm thinking the alternator probably just overcharges the battery, and when it does that, it sends that back to the alternator, and it probably just fried the alternator.
You fried the flux capacitor because you were trying to hit 98.1 gigawatts?
Gigawatts!
Miles an hour and some shit happened.
Yeah. What kind of shit?
Fucking fried the alternator, bro. I'm stuck.
He pulled back up in front of Hooters in 1985.
That's why Matt's here, and every leap he hopes is the next leap is home.
Yeah.
We're going to go back in time.
Am I retarded?
He went back so far that you can say that now.
Well, see, the best part is if Matt's van went back in time, he has an outfit from the 80s in the back to play already.
I'll keep one in
nice
there,
curtains, brother. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
What period of time would you go back to, Justin, if you could?
Oh, if I could go back? Dude, if I could just go back, I mean, to be honest, I know it sounds cheesy, but, dude, I just go back to the 90s. It was so great.
Yeah.
Knowing what 90s. I know now, I would go back to the 90s and, like, I'd hit on some stocks, dude.
I would invest in Google.
I would hit Google. I would hit on some crazy fucking stocks, and then I'd wait. Then I'd hit on fucking that fucking Bitcoin, dude. I'd invest from the very beginning, and when I knew it was peaking, I would fucking sell, dude.
I would invest in two companies, AOL and MySpace.
And Enron.
Enron.
I forgot that Enron. Oh, and Venture. And
Venture Airways.
And Quizno subs.
I'm easy. I just want to go back in time so I could see Robin Williams do stand-up. Like, that's it.
Yeah, dude, like I said, dude, the 90s. Like, what else do you need?
I'd invest in t-shirts, dude.
You could still see George Carlin. You could still see Robin Williams.
I gotta tell you, man, I looked up a t-shirt that I had in sophomore year. So maybe it was like 97 or something like that. And I have pictures of me in this shirt. So it's a vintage Tool shirt. It's brown. And it's got like a spiral on the back. Yeah. $250 for an XL on eBay. Yeah. I'm like, are you serious? Yes. She says you're serious.
Dead fucking serious, dude.
I can't believe, I mean, that kind of t-shirt money, I never realized.
It's going to bottom out soon, man, because there's like, because the people who want those shirts are going to buy them, and they're going to have them. And then I just think the market's going to fall a little bit. So wait a year and see where they're at.
Oh, I'm not.
Wait till the housing market takes a dump and people need money.
Yeah, well, that's where we're at, dude. I mean, you know, economics wise, you know, we're looking at our now fourth time that they're going to raise interest rates.
It's not working. When I sent that shirt to you, I looked up your house just to make sure it was the right address. It was like postal correct. You got a pretty nice house, dude.
Thanks, man. That's where I keep my stuff.
You got a big driveway. You know, I saw you got it for under the market value. You got it for a little bit like cheaper than what they were asking. So it's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, we renovated too. So now it's, it's a good investment.
I have been in his house.
Yep.
Smells of mahogany. And
rich mahogany.
Rich and leather-bound
books. Many leather-bound books. I mean, I would think if anything, the house probably smells like coffee because I'm always drinking coffee.
I walked in and his daughter, he even looked at his daughters and he's like, "What's that? You pooped in the fridge? You ate a whole wheel of cheese?" I'm not even
mad. Did you come in on the day I ate a whole wheel of cheese? I don't know, because that sounds like something that has happened recently.
I had to laugh. Somebody today asked me, they were talking about gummy bears, and they're like, "Oh, you know those giant 5-pound ones? You ever know someone that ever ate one?" I'm like, "Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. I have."
I got sick of it 3 pounds in.
Oh my god, dude! I know I'm getting old now, and I can't even finish a bag of candy, dude. Like I'll eat like half a bag of candy, you know, like a normal sized bag of candy, like a Skittles, and then like
it's hardly worth scaring the trick or treaters away. And it's
like, god damn, my stomach starts hurting, and like I get fucking heartburn, and it's like I just want to eat this candy, but I can't.
You're not super old yet until you start yelling at Shannon. I'm watching my program.
Yeah, can't fucking hear, dude. I'm going deaf. What? Going deaf. What?
You gotta put captions on. So
I gotta get a hearing aid or something.
Damn it, you woman! I'm watching captions on your program. I'm watching the Geraldo.
The Geraldo. Yeah, he's still on. So, or no, that's Maury Povich.
He's on. The other old person thing to say is you're interrupting my stories.
Yeah, my stories. I can't find my slippers. Can you help me trim my nails?
I got my compression socks on.
My compression socks.
I took my Jared Paul, and I'm going to watch my stories.
I wear compression socks when I drive across country, because if I don't, my fucking ankles swell up bigger than my fucking shoes, dude.
You get those Brett Favre copper ones.
You sit, you're like bent, and you sit for hours on end without walking. So it's like the last time that happened, I'm like, well, I looked at what I had to do. It's like, just wear compression socks. It'll help. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. And the next time he's going to be like, I got some long johns on.
I could see that with a butt flap.
Hey, dude, I don't even have to stop. Dude, I shit myself.
I have all these extra jeans. So.
He's like, I replaced the driver's seat with a porta potty.
Yeah, I cut a hole out and I just put a bucket and it's going to empty.
Oh, you fucking, you do the Dave Matthews Band situation? You just dump your shit right on top of a tour.
Shitter's full.
You go see your daughter in the city, and you're like, "Oh wait, I'm over the Chicago River, and there's a tour boat. Here's my shit."
I went visit her. I took the van and I parked in this little lot, and we went to the surf store. And like that van is so fucking long, I couldn't get out, dude. I had to like fucking Austin Powers this fucking thing because someone parked it behind me, but like. The lane was so I couldn't back out, dude. Like I couldn't back out and turn because there was someone next to me on either side. So I had to like do one of like.
He successfully completed a 100-point turn.
It was at least like 30, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, and like that's why I want to get a backup camera so you can just fuck. I can get close as fuck. I'm sure it wasn't that close.
It just looked like you have power steering on that thing. Can you imagine if it was the old school?
Somebody, I would just go boom and just fucking hit him.
You need to get one of those big knobs on the steering wheel so you can, like a semi truck.
Oh, we had those. Yeah. I had those. I used to drive the lady I was helping had like a handicap car, and that was part of it. She'd have that. So, and the handbrake too, so she couldn't use her feet.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a trip.
All right. Well, I think we should jump into some movies here. We haven't talked about fucking movies in a month, man.
Yeah,
I watched a fucking slew of movies.
I know I saw Black Adam. I know you want to see that.
I do want to see Black Adam.
Black Panther's out this week, so I'm sure we'll all get to go see that.
I do want to see it.
Black Adam's good. I'd say go see it. It's not going to, like, blow your mind with, like, wow, this is the most original content ever. No, it's The Rock, and he's fucking shit up. Go see it.
It's The Rock.
It won't blow your mind, but will it blow your dick?
No. That costs extra.
Okay. Will it blow your dick off?
Oh, wow. I like what you did there. You know, it's inventive.
Well,
I think that was on the poster.
Yeah, I think so. Blow your dick off.
Yeah.
Coming this summer, the ultimate movie to blow your dick off.
Why would I see that?
Fucking Thor, the new Thor.
Did you like it?
Dude, I fucking loved it, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
Fucking great, dude. Like, holy shit. I'm like, a love story, huh? Okay, let's see where they fucking take this. And dude, the last fucking, like, 10 minutes of that movie, you're fucking balling, dude.
Yeah, it's rough.
Like, son of a bitch, dude. They really had to go there.
And Christian Bale just killed it in that movie.
Oh, he was great, dude.
You know, he was scary. He was funny. You know, like, everything that he needed to be. You're like, wow, yeah.
But yeah, I really like the beginning too, and like he's talking, he's like, "You can take my ship," and he's like, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah,
you gotta take the talk about the ones you love, and he's does the head lean in his way.
I don't think they needed the Guardians of the Galaxy in this movie. No. That was the whole thing. It's like, yeah, it was funny and all that, but it was like you didn't even really need that.
Yeah,
but I guess it's good that we have a reminder that they're all part of the same universe.
I think that's all it was. I mean, you didn't need them, but it's nice just kind of see them.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hate it, but I rewatched Spider-Man No Way From Home. That one was way better.
Which one is that?
That's the one with all the Spider-Men.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
That's good. You got to watch that one.
Oh, you haven't seen that? Shit.
Is it free somewhere?
No, it was on Stars, I think.
Okay, right? When it's free, I'll watch it.
Probably won't be because Sony owns it.
Well, then fuck them.
Well, I mean, they're giving away Morbius like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
I really like that one, though.
So. I know you did. I still have not seen it, and I don't really plan to. So.
Like, dude, it's not going to win any awards, but it's a solid fucking story.
I mean,
solid. Is it better than Halloween Kills?
Oh, absolutely. Halloween Ends? Fucking five.
Okay. Halloween Kills is like a fucking D minus. D minus. I say Morbius is like a B, dude.
Okay. I wouldn't give Morbius a B. I would give it like a C minus.
And what's an A? Because there's got to be something that's like really above A if that's the grading scale for Morbius. I know you really liked it though, so.
I liked it better than Alita Battle Angel.
That was a C. robot love, do, 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 robot love.
Yeah, and then I watched Studio 666.
I wanted to watch that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that I signed up for Stars because they had a 7-day free trial. I binge watched all these movies in 7 days and canceled it.
That's what we usually do.
Yeah,
I think we pay like 50 cents for Stars or something. It's really not expensive.
Yeah, so
I just canceled HBO Max though, so I'll be done with that. But I think I canceled it like the week before A Christmas Story comes out on it.
Yeah.
So, which I do actually kind of want to see that, though.
I don't know. We'll see how it is.
Yeah, we'll see it.
I saw the previews. It was like, maybe. But
cash grab, bro.
Yeah, but no. Well, it's
40 years later, so I don't know what a cash grab that is, but maybe.
It's a fucking cash grab, bro.
But yeah, watch Studio 666. It's not you're not going to win any awards, but it's entertaining if you like Foo Fighters.
I liked it. I think that for what it was pretty decent. You know, and like you said, it's like you got to go in with an open mind, and it's like, all right, what are they doing? It's kind of like when the Beatles used to do movies.
Yeah, it's super cheesy.
Oh yeah,
super like stupid stuff, but it's just funny. And
is the drummer in it that died?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. He's in it.
This actually came out, I think, about 3 weeks before he passed.
Yeah, David Grohl kills him in it. So just
Shit. So what that dude died of a drug overdose, right?
Why'd you call him David Grohl?
His name
Dave Grohl,
Dave, whatever.
David,
I was just saying, it's like
same thing.
Jonathan Cougar Mellencamp.
Whatever. Samuel L. Jackson. Sam Jackson. Whatever the fuck you want to call him.
I watched Terrifier.
Oh, the new one?
I watched them both, but I watched. So technically, there's three. One is like it introduces him, and it's like a mold of like three movies. So you get him a little bit, and then there's Terrifier, which I watched.
Yeah,
fucking great, dude.
Yeah, I watched the first one. It was good.
Great, dude. Great fucking movie. Great graphics. They're all like real.
Yeah, the horror community loves this.
Yeah, no CGI in the movie.
It's fucking real, fucking 80s head smashing, fucking eye popping graphics. Then I watched the new one. We signed up for something to get it for free.
Oh, Shudder, probably, right?
Not as good as Terrifier 1, but that one scene, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's the death scene when he bleaches and salts that chick. Did you see the new one?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, they amp the fucking kills up, dude. The story is kind of all over the map. The story and the one you saw is really good.
Yeah.
The story in 2, it starts off right where that one ends and kind of expands on it, but the kills, dude, holy fuck. He fucking like basically skins and fillets this chick and then fucking bleaches and salts the wounds while she's still alive. Holy fuck, dude. Fucking kills, dude.
That sounds intense. Woo!
I haven't seen Matt this excited for a movie since Bobby Goes to Camp.
Dude, seriously.
I really liked Freddy Got Fingered.
I love Freddy Got Fingered.
I know. That's why I said it. I wasn't being.
Daddy, when you like some sausage. Ah, Daddy, when you like some sausage. Ah.
Let's go for a walk. I mean,
The kills, though, dude. Holy fuck. I could see why people were fucking walking out, dude. They're like, because it got all this press that it shouldn't have got. And like normal people that don't like slasher movies are going to this fucking movie, and it's like, fuck, dude.
Well, they are actually being considered for some items for, I think, like best. I don't know if it's screenplay, but it's definitely like best special effects or editing or.
Yeah, I mean, good. I mean, yeah. It's well deserved, man, because they're all practical effects. And like, I think it's made close to $10 million now, which is well deserved for all those guys for it being a crowd awesome. Fucking funded movie that got impacted by COVID.
My friend, anytime I start talking about it, he actually tags the guy who plays Art the Clown.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, stop it! I'm not gonna watch your damn movie. Stop it! And they're like, come on! And I'm like, I am not watching this friggin'
movie. That's one dude I would go if we ever go to a horror con again. Art the Clown's there.
Yeah, he's doing a man.
I would go, and he does that scene where he puts the saran wrap. You can like do that scene where he does the saran wrap over her face, and you can like act it out with him.
They say he's awesome with fans, and dude, he does the whole thing and doesn't talk.
Dude has range for having no lines, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know his fucking face. Holy shit, dude!
Matt watched it, and he was like, "I don't need a blue chew tonight." It's hard.
Yeah, fucking clown boner.
You like,
he's like, I got a fear boner.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but I'm scared at the same time.
Whatever happened to that Onyx guy?
he did a movie, so he's been editing his movie.
It's an excitement boner, dude, because I like seeing people die.
What's this called? Brother, sister? It's a book where brother and sisters.
Hey, fuck!
Yeah.
Oh, fucking love Anna.
Yeah, it is. Ew, it's gross. we're just talking to this guy. We're trying to get him on as a guest. I'm just telling Sarah.
Wow.
No, he was talking about like a manga book that he bought at the comic store because someone asked him what he bought. It was really uncomfortable.
It's a story about a brother and sister, and they fuck. yeah, I watched that. I watched The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent again. Fucking love that movie.
That is a great movie.
It's even better to watch a second time.
Have you watched Paddington 2 yet?
Yeah, I'd have.
Okay, I haven't watched it. Is it like they said? Is it that good?
It is actually. I won't lie. The Paddington movies are actually good.
Son of a bitch. Is it better than Terrifier?
I don't know. I mean, well, no.
Will Matt like it better than Terrifier?
Probably not. Well, maybe.
Okay, all right.
Matt might have a he. Matt's got a little sentimental side that he hides.
I was thinking about Matt's sentimental side because they put Megamind on Netflix, and I'm like, I need to watch Megamind.
Yeah.
Only reason I really like that movie is because I watched it with my daughter, and just like his stupid shit, he says like, "Oh my god, there's a spider in the shoe house," you know, shit like that. I still say that shit to her to this day, and we just laugh about it. So I don't like that movie for only because I experienced it with my daughter, and we have that. Only reason I like it.
Yeah, that's why I like Terrifier.
You know,
no, I'm just kidding. Not gonna watch that at all.
You should.
Just want to reiterate that. Just not gonna watch it.
You should if you like horror movies.
I don't like clowns.
Matt needs to watch The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yes,
that movie is fucking great.
That's probably on Stars.
It is. That's where I watched it again.
Oh, okay.
What's it about?
It's about
Nicolas Cage is out of money, so he needs to do something to get money.
Yeah,
so
The Mandalorian hires him.
Yep.
Okay, I'll watch that one. I'll find.
And NPH is there.
Dude, Nick Cage plays such a he's so great at playing himself.
And himself.
Yeah, and himself. Like there's a scene. I gotta spoil it where he kisses himself, his past self, and he's just like, "Woo! Nick Cage is a good kisser. He kisses
Nicky.
Nicky kisses the best."
Yeah, it's like the most meta film since Inside or Being John Malkovich.
Yeah. That was fucking great. And I still love the scene where he's like, "How much did you spend on that?" He's like, $25,000. Or $5,000. I'll give you $25,000 for it right now.
It's utterly grotesque. Yes.
Yeah. No, that movie is fucking phenomenal. And then I watched a Devin Sawa movie. I watched Black Friday.
That's a great fucking movie, dude.
Dude, Black Friday was great.
It was so you thought it was going to zig and it zagged and it went a different way than you kind of thought. It's like, "Oh, okay, this is going to go," and it's all tropey and all that. And it's like, it wasn't. Yeah. And it hits all those notes and it has like those big character moments and, you know, like the big, like, "Oh," I think that is such a good and worthy film.
Dude, I loved it. I loved that Bruce Campbell actually played someone kind of other than Ash.
Yes.
Yeah, he still plays like an Ash type.
He has
his moments for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I mean he's always good at playing like the dick.
There's enough of him in there where it's like, okay, he did enough. It wasn't just like to put his name on the poster to get people in. He's in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good movie. It's like, fuck, okay, cool. Wow.
Yeah, it's got that Devin Sawa. I was talking to Justin earlier about I watch the show Chucky.
Yeah.
So, and Devin Sawa is all over that one.
Yeah, dude, I liked Devin Sawa in it. Like, he's way
everybody
he's way better now.
Our age loves Devin Sawa. Come on, man. I don't hate him.
Like, even Devin Sawa in the 90s, like, he's okay. Like, I couldn't watch a Devin Sawa movie back to back.
Hey, I'd fuck him.
Yeah, you love Stan, right? From
you'd fuck him in the back of a Denny's.
Yeah, I would take the guy and I would fuck him in the ass.
I'd take him to a Goblicon concert.
Oh, did we talk about that in the podcast?
Yeah, we did in Gwar and all that.
Yeah, but Devin Sawa was good. And then I watched another movie called Freaks of Nature. Fucking if you haven't seen
that was
that,
awesome.
Watch it.
That was an awesome movie.
It's about aliens, zombies, and vampires.
Yep.
And Bob Odenkirk plays a fucking like hippie dad in it.
Oh, shit, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, like it's fucking great.
Probably not since like Odd Thomas have I not heard of a movie and then saw it and been like, "This is fucking awesome. Where did this come from?"
Yeah, it's definitely totally like an Odd Thomas movie where you're like, "Why did I never hear about this movie?
They're like, where did this even come from? It doesn't even go here."
Exactly. Like, this one, I mean, I absolutely love Odd Thomas. I've watched it like probably 10 times.
I'm watching Odd Thomas right now.
Dude, I fucking love Odd Thomas. And this is definitely an Odd Thomas movie.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got where I'm like, "Oh man, this has got that vibe where it's like super indie and you don't have any huge stars, but you have like close enough to it."
Yeah.
That was like, fun. That was a really good one. I think like for our listeners, that would be something.
Yeah, like they got a couple of stars. I mean, they got Patton Oswalt in it.
Yep. Yeah. Bob Odenkirk. Mackenzie, yeah. What's her face? She was in Terminator Dark Fate.
Yeah, they got a, I mean, and then the one chick, the didn't she, who did she, I forget what her fucking name is. Oh, they had Dennis Leary, too.
Ah, Dennis Leary. Yeah, fucking zombies, huh? Yeah, Vanessa, fucking zombie.
Vanessa Hudgens, that's who I'm thinking
of. Oh, yeah, that's who it was. Yeah, she played the chick. And that main character I've seen someplace, too, but, you know.
Yeah, Mackenzie Davis, Josh Head, Nicholas Braun. Then they also had Keegan-Michael Key.
Jones-Peck. Yes, he's great.
Yeah.
Did you guys check out Wendell and Wilde on Netflix yet?
No.
I don't know if you even would watch it, but it's Key and Peele, and they're doing a whole thing where they play these demons, and like they're sons of this demon, Beelzebub, and it's played by Ving Rhames.
I've never even heard of this movie. What's
it is nuts. It's crazy. It's like they're summoned. They're summoned from like this hell girl or something, like Hellspawn girl or something like that. And I mean, it's got like such stylish stuff. It's super dark. It's really crazy. What's it called?
Boner James. Called
Wendell and Wild.
Wendell and Wild do.
Yeah, it's here. So it's animated, but it's not.
Oh, it's animated.
Not like, it's not okay. A cartoon. It's not like a stop motion or anything else like that. It's like a 3D animation type thing. But it was really good.
Is it like Jimmy Neutron shitty 3D animation, or is it like good 3D animation?
You know what? I don't want to qualify that because you may not like the style. I would say like if you've seen a movie like Coraline, it's kind of like that, but it's like also if you cross that with a Picasso.
Mm.
So like the people have like weird looking faces.
Does Hitler get a pineapple up the ass?
Of course. Every day. And then he gets boob heads.
I watched that John Cusack movie, Identities.
Oh, Identity. Wow.
Identity. That's a good movie, dude.
You know, it's one of those things. It's like you could pretty much count on John Cusack to make a movie better.
Like, it's a stinker of a story. Like, it's kind of interesting. It's got big ass plot holes. But, dude, they have a fucking all-star cast in that movie. It's fucking crazy, dude.
I always confuse that with Runaway Jury.
Yeah, fucking Busey.
Fucking hey, what Venus. Are you doing, Johnny? Johnny Utah? No, that's the wrong movie.
You know, it's like, you got Ray Liotta.
Nice.
Like, pre-fucking, like, this is like, it's not a mob movie, but he still plays a dirty fucking cop.
Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta, honey? Right, I referenced the fucking B-movie. Whatever.
Shit, dude.
That's a loss too. Did you guys get to check out Blackbird on Apple?
Nope.
That was interesting. Taron Egerton and Ray Liotta are in this one. And
did you talk about fucking Shantex?
Yeah, he does. He has I had a fucking stroke. You know, that's what he's
doing. They told me I need to quit fucking smoking. I was like, why don't I want to fucking quit smoking?
What do you mean I got a big fucking head? You know, it's like, what? So Ray Liotta plays this kid's dad. This kid is in Illinois. He's in like Kankakee or some shit like that, and he goes to jail for drugs, you know, and they take him, and Greg Kinnear's in it, and they're trying to use him as a mole to get this fat kind of stupid guy that they think is killing like little girls in a big white van. And they're trying to get him to talk. And, you know, his whole thing is, all right, you have to go in there and befriend him. And if you get him to confess or something like that, we'll commute your sentence. And it's crazy. It's like, he's in prison. He's got to convince the mafia and the guards and stuff like that he's not a rat. You know,
he's got to fuck his way out of prison by fucking as many inmates' asses as he can.
I mean, that's kind of like a Leisure Suit Larry version of it.
How many times I got to tell you? Got to fucking take some Shantex in your ass into the prison.
Yeah, well, his dad was a cop, so like that's definitely not fucking helping him.
A liter of cola.
A liter of cola. For a cop.
For my dad.
For my dad who's a cop.
I got a burger. It's for my dad.
Is it spitting it? Nah, fuck.
What's
it.
That look like? Spit.
Car yeah, Ramrod.
But that's pretty good. I think there's about 8 episodes on Apple. That was pretty good.
I watched Parenthood, the old Steve Martin movie.
Fucking A Parenthood.
Dude, that's such a movie that could never be made today.
Yeah, there's a lot in that movie that I couldn't.
Yeah, there's a lot in that movie that would just not fly today.
That'd dude, make solid so Keanu Reeves movie.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, Keanu Reeves is like totally like Keanu Reeves in this movie, bro.
Yeah, Martha Plimpton from Goonies is in that.
Yeah, where he has to.
Joaquin Phoenix is in that.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves talking about Joaquin Phoenix jerking off.
Yeah. Did you see that the fucking Goonies house is up for sale for like $1.6 million?
Oh, is it? I saw the one from Christmas Story was up for sale.
Yeah. But they're Goonies, all going up for sale.
You got some of that Goonies money?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
That house won't sell for that.
Yeah, no. Someone will buy it.
No. Elon Musk will buy it, and then it'll fail.
How much?
That's
1.3. Oh, Janet corrected me. I said 1.6.
Well, 1.3, that's a fucking steal, dude. Why the fuck you got a lot of me?
An offer in right fucking now, dude.
That's an authentic chain link fence.
Nah, dude, they remodeled the whole thing. It looks nothing like it, dude. If I'm paying 1.3, I want the fucking gizmos and shit out of the fucking the wire and like the fucking
fence. I'm paying 1.3, dude. The fucking fat kid better get fat again.
The fat kid better blow me while he's doing the shuffle every day. In my fucking living room, dude. he better tit fuck me, dude.
I'd be like, every morning, right. I need to walk outside and say, do the truffle shuffle, and you got to fucking do it.
He's like, oh, I'm an attorney. You're like, yeah. Well, what happens if you push contract?
Fucking duct tape to a chair fucking every morning, dude.
And then I need Short Round to show up and just say, okie dokie, Dr. Jones.
And he's, like, and he's really a doctor now, dude.
Hold on to your potatoes.
Hold on to your potatoes. Six like, shoes.
He's like, that's not the kid. That's fucking not the kid I played the Goonies. And I'll say, I don't
better be fucking frying me eggs every fucking morning, dude.
He's like, I don't talk like that. Wasn't he also in those movies? The John Hughes movies?
Yeah, 16 Candles. Yeah. What's happened in the hot stuff?
That's not him.
No, it's not him. That's the guy from. That's the guy from Revenge of the Nerds.
That's another Oriental dude from the 80s, bro.
I don't think that's the appropriate nomenclature anymore.
What is? Asian?
You know, Wu peed on the rug, man. The Chinaman. I don't think they say that anymore.
Oriental's not right?
I don't know. I was just going.
They're not Chinamen. They're Jews.
Oh, my God.
Bullshit, Walter. Market at 8.
He's like, I don't really love Shanghai. God damn it. Noon.
Or no, it was, no, Shanghai Noon was. Travis. They're not Indians. They're Jews.
Oh, God, dude. I'm retarded.
I don't know. So, we talked about that. For movies, Matt, anything else that you watch that?
I watched Night of the Demon.
Night of the Demon. Wow.
Dude, a lot of fucking tits, dude.
Yeah.
Movie, and a lot like full frontal pussy, dude. Like, I was like watching. I'm like, is that a fucking pussy? I got to pause and rewind that shit. And I'm like, this is a fucking softcore porn, dude. Damn. Yeah,
I remember seeing that shit on like Showtime back in the day.
Dude, full frontal bush, dude. I was like, is that a fucking bush? God damn, dude.
Singing. And mama's head.
who's in that? Is there any like notable actor actually in that?
When them days go back, listen.
The same chick that's in it that's in all the other ones, dude. Like the main fucking, I don't know her name.
Shannon Tweed.
She doesn't show her bush though, just the blonde does, and she's not in the other ones.
She got that bush money.
Well, she probably didn't. They're like fucking blacklist this bitch. She showed her bush. Like, you know,
does she have a can of Bush's baked beans?
No, it's a straight up.
They're 80s like, here's your choice,
Bush, dude.
You
like,
you could be in this movie, or we'll put you in 11 Emmanuel movies.
It was like this, and then she shoves a fucking lipstick in it, dude.
Is Gavin Rosdale in it?
No.
Oh, now I get your Bush reference. Okay. No. I thought, well, that ties back to Constantine, you know, because Gavin Rossdale was in Constantine.
Bush.
What else did I watch? Dude, that's it. I went on a horror movie kick. I watched a bunch of old ones. That's most notable because of the bush
and the tent. I watched Queen of the Damned again.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie, dude. That's a fun one. Does that hold up?
Oh, talking about vampire movies too. I started watching Interview with a Vampire, the AMC series.
Why would you do such a thing? Were you not warned?
Actually, it's pretty good.
I don't know. I heard it's just some gay cowboys eating
pudding. There is. Yeah, they're gay. They're totally gay vampires.
The cowboys?
I mean, they wear hats.
They're totally. Well, one of them's totally bisexual. The other one's straight gay. And yeah. But they
fucking I'm just do. Joking. It's okay if that's what you're into. I just I don't want to pay for AMC Plus, so I look for really any excuse not to.
Yeah, no, I actually like it though. The series is actually pretty good.
Yeah, who's
they're no gayer than Twilight vampires. So
I don't know if that's
they don't twinkle.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing, but okay.
Actually, for an AMC, they fucking like get gory with it, like killing people.
And yeah, yeah, I've heard it's a super intense show.
Did they ever bring that one back, the Preacher?
That's not coming back.
No. Why?
I don't know.
Why? You're preaching to the choir, man.
Besides the fact that everyone hated it.
It was decent, dude. I enjoyed it.
Anyone who I've never read the comic and all that, but like I know people who are like rabid about it. They're like, it's my favorite story ever. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, but they said that it was just the way that Seth Rogen's company did it, it was just terrible. So they're like, it's just not coming back. But Invincible's coming back, and that's the same company. So
And Matt's one of Matt's favorite shows, Walking Dead's coming to an end.
Yeah, speaking of that, dude,
it was done
for Week in Geek, man. We're driving out to Georgia one last time, and we're going to the last episode viewing party there with some of the cast.
Oh, nice!
So that is cool.
We were invited out there, like a special invite, dude. So, nice. We may or may not do a video of it, depending on who's there.
And then he doesn't know that they're gonna lock him in and actually turn him into a real zombie.
Well, I'm gonna be packing, so ain't gonna happen.
Night of the Demon style.
Yeah. I'll just start fucking shooting people. Like,
he's gonna have to show pictures of his beard. Like, yeah, like that. The beard's a bit bushy.
Bushy.
Can you get my record signed for me? The
by who? He's not gonna be there.
Opie's not going to be there.
This is going to be like Z-listers, dude. Maybe like one like top tier guy.
I got all that Walking Dead merch now. I need some of it signed. I need that Carol plate signed. Can you get that Carol plate signed for me?
That you sent me that, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I'm actually like, damn, dude, that's actually kind of funny.
I sent it to you because I figured you would.
Did you find that in a roadside truck stop or something like on your journeys?
No, I bought it from a guy who was selling me all he got like the monthly Walking Dead subscription boxes.
Oh, okay.
And all he did was want the pops out of them. And he left all the other shit in them
and sold them.
There is good shit in there, and he sold it to me, the whole collection of all these boxes for $50.
$50. Oh, weekdays, $30 weekdays.
Yeah, dude, they all have the t-shirts still in them and all the other merch. He just wanted the pops.
Hmm.
And then I was like, "Oh, what'd you do with the pops?" He's like, sold I collected them all and I sold them.
Yeah, but I'm not even caught up, dude. We're like a season and a half behind on Walking Dead.
Oh, shit. You just reminded me that loot crate owes me a crate.
I fell out of it, though, dude. Like, it just got so fucking stupid. And they went totally, like, not following the story with the comic book. And they're hopping all over. And I don't even know what the fuck's going on. But I know it's like a two-hour episode. And it's like, I'm probably going to hate it.
Like Negan, like knits sweaters now, and
I'm sure
it used to be about the walkers, man.
They turned him into a fucking cuck, dude.
Like for zombies? I mean, it's like,
why does it look like Matt has like a wolf like?
Yeah, that's definitely like a shag rug made of like strewn together.
It looks like a wolf skin or something because it looks like a wolf with like a tail.
No, that's a husky.
It's 100% genuine coyote.
It's wow, like my raincoat. It actually sheds in the rain.
I got a 100% raincoat.
What is that though? It does. It looks like a malamute or something. Matt, what's behind you?
What is that? Fox. What is your blanket made out of?
It's a fox.
Oh.
Oh, a fox. Okay.
The whole fox.
What did it say?
Nothing.
Look at that nose. Looks like Scrat from Ice Age.
Why the fuck did you buy that?
I traded it.
He's a fur trader.
I moved to Texas and became a fur trader.
Did you give him some like booze or something? Like,
I traded it for two hockey jerseys that I've been sitting on for a long time. And it was like, the guy was like, will you trade these two hockey jerseys for a fox? And I was like, a fucking live fox? No. He's like a full pelt. I'm like, does it have the head? And he's like, yeah, it has the head. I'm like, you son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah, I would have followed it with, what did the fox say?
And he gave me some weird fucking like leather purse that looks like a motorcycle saddle. And it was made in Mexico. And it's very just like weird, dude.
Man, that's just interesting all to itself. Like, I know our listeners can't see it, but it's literally a fucking fox.
When the dude came up to me and said, would I trade for a fox? I was like, you know what? I got to do it. Like, I can't say no.
Would you trade for 50 squirrel pelts?
I might.
51. Wow. Wow, essentially you're living the life of Oregon Trail right now. Watch out for diphtheria.
Yeah, but I traded it for a fucking new hockey jersey, so it's like, what?
Yeah, last time when Matt was up here visiting, he got dysentery and passed away.
Yeah. What hockey team was it?
It was a USA hockey jersey signed by Ryan Miller. I had it listed for like $125, and it set for like 3-4 months. And the dude was interested, and he didn't give a fuck that it was signed. And he's like, how much is this? I'm like, $100. And he's like, oh, okay. And he like put it back and he like found another one. It was a high school jersey. How much is this one? $20. He's like, all right. He's like, how about you trade me both of these for a fox? And I'm like, all right. I'm in, dude.
You know what? He's probably making a movie or some shit.
No, he plays hockey. And
okay.
Yeah. So he just, I don't know, whatever.
Matt's like, do you have any other animal furs you
I asked him, I got his number, and he's like, he's a big gun guy. So it's like, he said, oh yeah, I come across all that shit all the time. All right.
Yeah, after I shoot it.
Would you like to trade these hockey jerseys for a chupacabra?
Like, hey, this is just two coyotes and a frog.
How about a jackalope?
So what do you guys do for your month in geek?
Well, I've been reading all the movies off that I've been watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I bought a lot of G.I. Joe stuff, like a big tub of G.I. Joe stuff.
Matt bought 1,000 Barbies.
I did buy 1,000. I got them all listed, dude. And the first ones that sold out of all those fucking Barbies are the fat ones, dude. The fat Barbie.
Yeah, because they're rare.
Oh, no, they're not. They're not fucking rare. You know who they went to? Fucking Johnny Manziel, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Johnny Football?
I don't know if it's the Johnny Manziel, but it went to a Jonathan Manziel in fucking Ohio or some shit.
Oh wow! Did he like have a Browns email or something?
No. But anyway, you go back to the G.I. Joe stuff. I know nothing about G.I. Joe stuff, and
love G.I. Joes.
$50 for this tote of vintage G.I. Joe stuff. I bought it. Fuck it. I listed the guys today, and there was a bunch of fucking scraps, a bunch of broken parts. I put it auction. And then I listed the rest of the guys for $175. There was like 15 loose guys. Four of them needed their rubber bands replaced, and the rest were good. And I looked them all up, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? $175 will do it. We'll see. And there's about 6 or 7 vehicles that aren't complete that I should give me like $30-$40 a piece for. So, I mean, it wasn't a bad buy.
That's a lot of the stuff that I see at your buddy's store up there. The Toy Hut?
The Geek Toy Hut? Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was kicking myself in the ass. I didn't run a buy-in before I left because they could have been like, put it together for me real quick. Yeah. I'm actually having to look it all up and learn about it and shit.
I got a bunch of loose Barbie heads and G.I. Joe heads. Bodies sold separately.
Yeah, body.
Bodies, China. Heads, Thailand.
That's cool. That's a whole nother thing, too, like the G.I. Joe culture. Those guys are...
Oh, dude, I heard they're like pieces of shit, and they're like,
yeah, so. Yeah.
What toy collector isn't a piece of shit?
Like, Ninja Turtle guys are like, all right, but like G.I. Joe guys are fuckheads, dude.
No, dude. I mean,
Star Wars people.
No, they're the worst.
No, Star Wars people are by far the worst fucking collectors, dude. I hate selling to a fucking Star Wars collector.
Yeah, they're not. I don't know what the deal is, but that's the thing. Like with Star Wars fans and all that, it's like they have this sort of entitlement to them. You know, like no, I know. I'm like, oh, you're the only one who saw fucking Star Wars when you were 8. Sorry,
they have a lightsaber shoved so far up their ass, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Off, man.
What about guys who buy like 2 foot tall Ninja Turtle statues?
3 foot tall. Did I not tell you?
Hear that they're making up for something that's smaller.
Yeah, my wallet. Yeah, like, that's what I'm making up for. Like, no doubt. I know you guys can actually see it, so
yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's
I like that Sarah was like, put it in the corner. I don't want to see that shit.
No, I just did it to save it because everyone's like, oh, let me get the charger and all that. I'm like, no, stop. You know, like pulling the cords all around it. I'm like, oh, I had to move it out of the way.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, so you know, we'll hang t-shirts on it, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's that's what I did, guys. So all of our listeners, I bought a 3 foot tall statue of
it is a beautiful Ronin statue.
Yeah, it's,
I will give you that.
It's resin, you can smoke it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's gotta be scraped first, but man, those were the days. But yeah, that's what I did.
It's, besides it's as like tall getting as your married, diorama.
It's bigger. it came in 2 40-pound boxes.
I'm just looking in the background, like it is literally as tall as your diorama.
Well, it's, I mean, they're not on the same level, but yeah. Yeah, it's close. It's definitely close. I'll tell you that much. This is the second time I made that mistake now. So it's just like, I don't know. I've really got to start learning metrics and like measurements and shit.
Justin never reads when it's like, may be larger than it appears.
It's a fucking T-Rex. Can we speed it up, please?
Yeah.
Justin's the guy that's like, yeah, it's not that big.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a little one.
He's
yeah?
the guy that pops the flare. He's the Malcolm, Dr. Malcolm, and he's like, hey.
Yeah.
He's like, don't do that, you fucking idiot.
Oh, shit, that thing's bigger than it looked.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's pretty true.
So next fucking show, I can talk about The Walking Dead last episode.
Okay.
Oh, so when are you going?
I leave Friday.
Oh shit! So they're doing this on Thanksgiving week?
No, the weekend before. This Sunday's the last episode.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll
drive there. It's a fucking like 14-hour drive. So we're gonna try to drive there, get there Saturday sometime. Episode's on Sunday, and then we're gonna come back Monday.
That's awesome. That's gonna be a good time.
And then so I got some time to send you the Carol plate.
No, dude.
Probably not. Unless you send it overnight. And she's not going to be there, dude.
We might go see the Stranger Things, the Vecna house, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Isn't the Stranger Things house up for sale, too?
I don't know.
I think it is.
It is now.
Yeah, I think the Stranger Things house is up for sale, too.
That's cool.
If I had a movie house, I'd totally, especially like Stranger Things right now, I'd be like, yep, it's for sale.
I do an Airbnb.
What was that one, not Cops and Robertsons? Remember that movie where Chevy Chase and Jack Palance was like letting the FBI take his house?
Yeah.
Where's the house from that movie? That's
the little kid's a vampire and he sleeps in his toy chest.
Yeah.
It's probably on some fucking back lot, dude. Yeah.
No, it was probably some subdivision in like Las Vegas or something that they filmed it in.
Honey, we're going to go bust some crooks.
How many times do I have to tell you? Get out of my way.
I was touched by that text you sent of that listener asking if we were all right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we knew we'd get back to it, but, you know, took a little time off.
Hey, sometimes you got to take a break, dude.
Yeah. And that's like the third or fourth time it's happened. So not a different person, too. So.
Wow, dude, you got 4 people asking if we're okay?
Last episode had a lot of listens. So.
That's because they were like, wait. Yeah. I wish that they would all die. Did they? Did my wish come true?
Oh, shit. They didn't die. I got to wish that again, dude.
Justin exploded.
Damn it, my wish didn't come true. I wish they died and they didn't.
Matt fell asleep and choked on his own beard.
Yeah, speaking of choking, dude, I gotta go choke off a poop here.
Choke, okay. You go do
Matt,
that.
Matt fell that. Asleep on his fox skin and suffocated.
His fox skin bare ass in front
right there, dude. You guys, it's fucking classy, dude. Fuck off, man.
It's classy. You yeah, lay like, on it nude. Like a handlebar mustache.
You gotta get a Burt Reynolds photo laying on it, dude.
Oh, I love it. It looks like Deadwood in the background.
I'm gonna fucking put it on like a loincloth, like Jason Momoa.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Wear it like a loincloth.
I mean, or you can make it a puppet, like or like friggin' Ghostbusters.
A fox hat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, then you'll look like the kid Grover Dill or whatever from.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's cut it off here. We'll be back next time. We'll be back next week.
Hey, we'll be back next week, fuckers.
Check us out, Geek Life HQ.
You fuckers, you couldn't kill us after all.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. Say hello to your mothers for us.
Keep on wishing that we were dead, bitches.
Rise and shine, my sinners. When Father Evil starts his day, he gets a little deadly. Deadly Grounds coffee has the richest, smoothest flavor you'll find anywhere. It's sinfully delicious. Once you go deadly, you never go back. Order yours at GetDeadly.com. Coffee's so good, it's scary.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.
Do you have a hankering for horror knowledge?
We have such sights to show you.
Do you require raging retro reviews? Do you desire discussions with devastatingly dashing dorks? The Dorkening Podcast Network has nearly 30 shows to satisfy all of your nerdy, geeky, and dorky needs, from horror reviews and celebrity interviews.
Hi, I'm Adam Green, the director of the Hatchet films and the star of Holliston.
Hi, this is Dominic Pace, who played the bounty hunter Gecko from The Mandalorian.
Hi, I'm Mike Price. I'm a writer on The Simpsons. I co-created F is for Family.
Hi, guys. This is Dee Wallace from E.T. and Cujo.
Hi, my name is Kurando Mitsutake, director of Gunwoman and Karate Kill.
Hi, this is Samantha Newark, the voice of Jem and Jerrica from the original Jem and the Holograms cartoon series.
As well as nostalgic trips into the past, pop culture, the latest in entertainment news, and so much more. Featuring a variety of shows and hosts that will simultaneously enrage, enlighten, and entertain you. Check out the Dorkening Podcast Network.
My mom says I'm cool.
Available on iTunes, Spotify, thedorkening.com, and wherever fine podcasts can be found.